Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Super Mega Cast, episode 17.
Correction, it's actually the 18th episode, you dumb fucks.
I am Matt Watson.
And I'm Ryan McGee.
Yes, he is. And we're here to
Were you about to speak over me?
No, I wasn't.
Were you about to make it seem like you were the only one on the podcast?
No, I was going to say, I was going to say, I'm Matt Watson, and I'm here
Matt,
with...
Matt, may I remind you?
Oh, shit, that scared me. Sorry, the back of the TV looked like it was someone hunched over hiding behind the television. Really, that which, like from this angle, you should see it. Like, it looks like someone with a gray shirt on, like hiding behind the TV. Anyway,
Aaron's been waiting here all day to try to scare someone in the office, yet no one came.
Like, ooh, finally, it's 11 o'clock at night. Someone, anyway, guys, welcome to our podcast. We have got some witty topics. Actually, no, we don't. We have literally nothing planned to talk about. But
that's the way the cookie
falls
crumbles,
crinkles. Yeah, but so Ryan, let's start with this. In the last week, you went on a little adventure across the country, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Ohio with Aaron, Brent, and Vernon of Game Grump,
the dream team of Game Grump.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was great. I actually had alcohol on a flight for the first time.
I can't say that on the podcast, dude.
Yeah, I can't
lose all our sponsorships that we don't have.
Oh yeah, well it was great. I had myself some cheeses and wines on the flight back. Except on the flight there was hell, specifically because I was sitting next to this child whose parents fell asleep easy enough, and I can sleep on planes pretty easily usually. So I fell asleep. I closed my eyes and I went into a little. I got together with the dream team. We consulted and we picked out a good little cloudy dream for Ryan McGee to have, and so I fell asleep on the plane, and all of a sudden, the kid that these parents had smacked me in the face and woke me up, and I'm like, okay, maybe he was just being a useless little fucking brat, but no, I tried to fall asleep four other times. I like successfully, you know, kind of just pass out, and again, he'll like hit my face and wake me up.
Ryan, he just wanted to be friends, dude.
Just wanted to be friends. This is me. This is my reaction. Like, I wasn't like that. I was just kind of like, he slapped me and I just went. I looked at him with like tired eyes, like just an amazement of like, what the fuck are you doing?
You looked like I just like insulted your dead war veteran grandfather.
I know, because like, it's like something hit me. I have to go into primal investigation mode and I turn and I just look at this fucking kid. And then he starts crying on the plane later in the flight, right next to me.
There's nothing worse than when a baby's crying on an airplane.
But he's like, ah! Like he's trying to scream as loud as he fucking can. And like the parents are like, it's okay. Like I feel for the parents and everything. But like, I don't know, just getting slapped and then woken up by a screaming child just wasn't my time. It wasn't my day. It wasn't my flight.
Should have woken the mom up and been like, hey, your son's a cunt. Can you get him to stop doing that?
I didn't want to wake the poor woman up.
Yeah, I feel it. She's got to already live with this kid every day. So.
Exactly. She should get some rest. She's going to need it because, you know, she's got 18 years locked down, like pretty much held hostage by her child. That's what happens when you have a kid. You're held hostage.
And then all your money. But it's
like you're being extorted for money.
Yeah, and you have no choice. I actually, so about, I think half a year ago, I was on a red-eye flight from Los Angeles to South
Red-eye
Carolina.
Flight's just early morning flight, right?
It's a flight that's overnight.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So,
I don't know why I haven't known this. I just always heard the phrase, never care to look up the definition, or no one cared to explain it to me.
I actually only learned it like a year ago, because my mom said it, and I was like, what does that mean? Oh, it makes sense. But I'm on this flight, and it was a flight where they had turned all the lights off, because it's, you know, middle of the
night. I love it when they do
that. Oh, it's great. And I had a window seat, and then next to me was a
reader.
No, a nice young black woman with her elderly black grandma. It was probably 3 a.m., and I had to use the bathroom.
Like charcoal black, or like are these chimney sweepers that just came from a day's work, or... I'm kidding. I
feel like chimney sweepers is a racial slur.
Is it?
No, but it sounds like that would totally be a racial
those
slur.
Those fucking chimney sweepers.
Chimney
sweepers. I just
sweepers.
Imagine you, like, because you're like these black people. Like, I'm picturing like these pitch black humanoid figures.
Okay, actually, there was no reason for me to say they're black.
Yeah, I know.
But here's the thing.
That's why, like, it always catches me off guard, because you always describe people as like,
well, no,
there's this loud black woman outside.
I'm trying to paint the picture so people can visualize it. The race doesn't have anything to do with it.
Much like people painted their skin color with a race with a racial undertone.
No, no.
Whitey.
Ryan?
Go on.
You cut that shit out of the podcast. If you call me Whitey one more time, I'm walking out of this room.
Matt, cut it out.
I have to use the bathroom. So, like, I get up, and they're both asleep, and I don't want to wake them up. So I'm like, okay, I got long little string bean legs.
Nice long fuckers, you know?
Yeah, I could probably stretch my legs over... These two sleeping angels.
You're like Superman. You can cross a city in one, you know, long bound.
One little whoop. Yep. So I extend my leg over, and I realize I'm not going to be able to make it over the girl and her grandma. I'm only going to be able to make it over the girl. So I do. And then I'm kind of situated. So my crotch is kind of in her face, and my legs are on the outside of her legs. That's going to get taken out of context. But basically, as I'm going, I guess I woke her up. And she had a panic attack.
What?
She goes, like yelling on the plane. And I was like, oh. And then when she yells.
Are you straddling her as this is going on?
I yell, or no, I'm sorry, she yells, which wakes up her grandma, who does the same thing. She goes, oh, oh, oh.
Because like, she probably thinks the plane's fucking crashing
her
or
grandma,
some shit.
Her granddaughter just like, oh, oh. And then she starts yelling, and it's like pitch black, and everyone's just like, I can hear everyone in the plane like wake up and like jostle around, like, what's going on, huh? And I hear like people be like, what? And they yell for a good like 2 to 3 seconds just in unison, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then the granddaughter's just like hyperventilating and shit, and I was like, oh, and I just rushed to the bathroom.
All of a sudden the airline assistant comes like, sir, what's your name? And you go, Humongous.
You sexually assaulted these women?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah, so I go to the bathroom, and then I come back, and they're back asleep again. I get back in, no problem. And then, like, probably 3 hours later, I'm like, shit, I gotta get up again.
God damn it, Matt.
Guess what happened?
Why did you have to go again?
Because I was drinking Coke on the flight.
Then stop. If you cause a panic attack, you can wait to drink a Coke.
No, I
can't.
Don't,
you?
No, I was thirsty. I didn't care. I'm never gonna see these people again. And I was thirsty as hell. So I had some Coke or some apple juice or whatever. But like 3 hours later, we're getting like further into the flight. I got to get up again.
So you straddle.
Guess
these,
what happened?
You straddle these poor women, and they have another panic attack.
Precisely what happened.
Like, oh!
Yeah. Oh! It was the grandma that I actually woke up the second time. She went, "Oh, oh!" Like they must have like they're probably fresh off the plane from like some war torn like area where they have severe PTSD, and they're sleeping for the first time in months. And then just this big lanky white boy just wakes them up and just sends them into just a panic attack.
I was just thinking the elderly woman was just remembering the storm when they were storming the beach of Normandy.
She was there.
Yeah.
She was on the front lines.
She was next to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but that was a fun little plane experience I had.
Usually plane experiences are I hate flying, dude.
Oh, I love flying.
I hate it. It's so boring.
Why do you hate it?
It's boring.
I don't know. I find a weird like
it's great. Like, no, don't get me wrong. It's great. It's wonderful. It's a fucking miracle that we can go up in the air and do all this shit. You know, I make it sound like we're doing flips.
Just do all this shit.
Like, it makes it seem like we're up there for fun, just flipping and yanking our
Woo!
Chains.
Woo!
But I don't know. It's just boring and just sit there. It's like it just reminds me of a doctor's waiting room. It's like you have to wait here to get to your destination.
Yeah.
Except the difference is you're not waiting to get a finger shoved up your ass.
Well, I don't know what kind of flights you've been on, but I was on one where they had this great service where they did that. But I actually like flying because...
Virgin Airlines.
It's this weird, like, I get this weird, like, pleasure out of it where...
What?
No, but it's not like it's a fetish.
Like the airplane's vibrating. You're sitting in your seat just... Oh.
Dude, the moment that plane takes off, I just get off.
The moment you like feel the wheels kind of locking back up, just
my prostate,
oh my little peanutty prostate, tickle me,
no.
Tickle me.
I book flights specifically because that's how I get off. But because
they
I don't
tickle
know.
Because they tickle your peanut.
God, don't call it that. I hate that. Every time you compare a prostate to a peanut, it just
you're like massaging a little
stop,
peanut.
It irks me. I don't like that. But anyway, it's like, I don't know, it's cool, because I don't do it that often, and when I do, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's because I loved it so much as a kid, it's like, I never let go of that, so it's this fun, like, oh man, this is great, whoa, I'm up in the sky. But there's a lot of amazement, and like, dude, think about this, I look at airplanes, and I'm like, how the hell is that in the air? Literally, people climb into a massive metal tube, and then they fire it into the sky, and it goes thousands of miles, and then lands.
Well, I feel like that's the same, like, it's not the same thing, but it's kind of like... People who know airplanes and know how they work, they're like, it's very simple how it works. You see, kind of like how when Bill O'Reilly was like, you know, the tides come in, the tides go out. Can't explain that.
You really can't, though.
You really can't.
Like, that's the thing. You really can't explain that. So,
and I love that. The tides go in, the tides come out. Just how it works.
Can't explain that.
I love Richard Dawkins just, well, actually, you can explain that. And we can because of science. Science.
No.
And all you butt-fucking illiterate... Waste of space. That's my.
Is that what he said on the interview with Bill O'Reilly?
I always get that vibe. I always get that vibe from Richard Dawkins. Like,
he seems very pretentious.
He's always talking down to people. It always seems like just, you know what? I don't see the point in religion.
Oh, dude, if he were
the giant spaghetti monster,
you might as well believe in the flying spaghetti monster.
He chortled to himself.
Imagine being roommates with him. He'd be the most condescending, awful dude to live with. He'd just be so like. You know, if you're going to fill the trash can and not take it out, you might as well be a Christian.
He'd come at you like this, like you walk in, he's like, "Hey, did you leave the trash can out? Yeah, I just, you know, a little more could be stuffed. Well, if you think about this, the space around the trash bag is great and everything, but it needs to be filled up, as you said. But when you overflow, it expands to the point.
Richard, I'll take the trash
to
out.
To the point where it'll explode. And it's quite a fascinating thing. I don't know why people aren't fascinated by this, but they keep ignoring it. And it's by that simple thing why we are getting nothing done in the scientific community.
Well, Richard, you need to go take a nap, dude. I thought there was
no,
more.
No, sorry.
Room in the trash
I got a red eye flight tonight.
Okay,
I'm going to go get a thumb up my butt on Virgin Airlines.
Oh, Richard, you and your ass tickling antics.
What's his name? Hitchens, yeah. I love Hitchens.
He died, didn't he?
He died of cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a sad little event. Like I may not have agreed with like some of the shit he said, but like he is a very intelligent man.
It was sad because like didn't he? I think you were telling me this. Didn't he make a video where he's just said he's like I'm not ready to die, but I have to.
Yeah, he's just kind of like he doesn't feel like it's his time. He doesn't want to die. He feels like he's dying prematurely, but he has no say in it. There's not he can't do anything about it.
That's what death is.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I've already said this, I think, but like the thought of death just keeps me awake at night sometimes.
It's definitely terrifying.
It's terrifying, but it's the thing that makes it terrifying is because it's confusing and I don't understand it fully. I fully believe that when I die, there's no second, there's no afterlife, there's no second kind of chance or whatever. That's just what I personally believe. I think, it's just you either, want to be buried or you want to be cremated, yada, yada. But, there are other people that believe in the afterlife. And I don't know. Just
I don't know. Like, I don't want to get into religion because
it's not really a religious debate. I mean, a lot of people can think of an afterlife.
No,
I'm
saying that to what I'm about to say.
Oh, okay.
Is like, I don't really know what I think is going to happen after I die. Like, I'm not religious, but it's like so mysterious and weird to me that like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up religious like my whole life.
Still that part of you.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
It's just
because
like me,
I feel like scientifically when I die, nothing's going to happen.
Because it's just what I'm doing is I'm making an educated guess on what I've experienced. And I haven't experienced, from research and like all this stuff, like I don't see there being really, not just a point, but a way for there to be an afterlife.
Yeah, no. And I mean, that's a perfectly logical
thing. And maybe my feeble mind can't understand it because, maybe it's another dimension.
Or maybe, Ryan, we're going to say this stuff, and then we're going to die, and we're going to wake up in, like, some Egyptian hell. that thought actually terrifies me. Like, what if, like, there was some old religion that was right, and it died out, but that was right. And then, like, we go with our lives, we die, and we wake up, and we're, like, in some Egyptian, like, old, like, Sumeric hell. And we're just like, what the fuck?
Where it's like this religion didn't even make sense. It was just cruel and it was sexist and Nelson is like, it doesn't matter if it was sexist. It was the religion.
It was right.
Yeah, oh. It's like it doesn't matter if it's shitty. It's right.
And then just like, well, fuck. Now I'm here forever. I'm gonna get whipped by Anubis. Fuck. I'm not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie. This is totally me when I wake up in Egyptian hell. I don't know how true it is. In fact, I don't know if it's true at all, but I remember I just used to always hear, like, my history teachers would tell stories about it in high school. Like, there was this dude, James Cook. I don't remember his name.
Peach, yeah.
Oh, yeah, classic. some guy that would go through pyramids and, like, fucking... He had a team of people, and they discovered some famous... I don't remember if it was Tut or something. They discovered his tomb in a pyramid. And, like, before they went in, there was, like, a big, like, reading that said, like, if you come in here... you're going to die, like, you're going to get cursed. And they went in, ignoring it, and then, like, they all died within, like, a week. And that's, like...
It's, like, kind of, like, on the set of The Exorcist.
Apparently that's
happens.
True, though. Like, they died, like, a week. Like, all of them died from unknown causes a week later.
Hmm.
Which, if that is 100% true, and there's nothing, like, oh, well, they died because when they went in, they contracted a disease that had been there for,
well,
because
it's, like, you're also talking about people that go into old pyramids. Like, these aren't people that were like sitting at home one day just having a cup of coffee. Like, they went and they traveled to different areas. I don't know the causes of their death or if what you're saying is 100% accurate, but I don't know. You're just, stop trying to explain away the truth.
I don't know, but ever since I heard that story, like, in the back of my mind, I've always been scared to, like, make fun of Egyptian gods because I'm like, fuck, what if they're real and they're gonna curse me? But it doesn't make sense. It's illogical. But it's like, deep down, I have this weird little, like, irrational fear. Like, if I make fun of these Egyptian gods, I'm going to die.
They don't fuck around.
It's like, I'm not scared of Satan. I'm not scared of, but these Egyptian gods.
Because Satan's a little fucking Porky Pig ass dude with a pitchfork.
I love that.
Welcome to hell, folks.
So it's like Brent Lilly, our manager, Brent.
What you wearing?
You get to hell and what if we died? We get to hell and it's fucking Brent sitting there in a lounging chair. Just, hey, what you wearing?
My work here is done.
Welcome to hell. We're gonna have a good time together, buddy.
I wouldn't mind hell if Brent was there.
Dude, if it was
Brent
just...
Brent, we'd be treated right. Brent would, like, make sure we feel comfortable.
Here's
you
the
know?
Thing. He would torture us because he has to, but he would
like, sorry about this, part of the job.
Yeah, yeah. He'd make funny jokes while he does it, like funny dad jokes and stuff, and I'd feel okay. Because I could honestly, I could survive hell if it were you, me, and Brent.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking die, like, 40 years down the road. Like, I'm sorry, like, I'm gonna die, like, 60 years from now, after, like, we've all stopped talking. And I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be in hell with you and Brent. Well, and it's like, remember that podcast? Yeah, it came true.
Well, think about this. Our hell is being tortured. His hell is having to live with us for eternity.
Oh, dude, that'd make a great screenplay.
Yeah.
Actually, I did read a really good, I read a script in high school. Like, I forgot what it's called. It's called No Exit or No Escape. And it's about, like, three people that are in hell, but it's like a room and they all, like, hate each other. And
the
that's
room?
Their hell.
Yeah. Tell me what's so.
Yeah. I'm actually, God, I'm so excited for that movie coming out.
Yeah, it's got a, I didn't know that it had a, oh, what's his name? Why am I forgetting his name? Probably because I just slept.
It's the new James Franco movie.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm talking about it has Walter White in it.
Oh, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Heisenberg, dude.
Yeah.
It's got Heisenberg in it.
Say my name.
God, he will never live that. Do you think he'll ever be able to have another role that will, like, because, you know, he was in Malcolm the Middle, and everyone's like, oh, he won't be able to ever get another role because he was such an iconic, like, family TV dad. But then he completely took over Breaking Bad, and that went away completely. He played two separate characters, like, 100%. Do you think he'll ever get another role that will separate him from Breaking Bad?
No, and just because, like, those roles were on the opposite side of the spectrum to where he showed the full range of his acting ability, and now he can still be great, but those are his iconic roles forever. I don't think he's going to have another iconic role, just personally, because as I said about the whole spectrum thing, I feel like that's his legacy, Breaking Bad and Hal. That's like...
Those, it's a good legacy.
It is. It's wonderful, because it shows, like, he's good with comedy. Then he started... Then Breaking Bad
drama.
Is a dark comedy, yeah. But ultimately it kind of went into more... Well, a lot more drama-heavy territory.
It started out kind of funny, but then the final season just like...
Yeah, the first
fuck,
episode
man.
Is like just a really good, dark-humored comedy.
I know, and I think that's why it was so successful, because it was new. And the concept of, like, a chemistry teacher that goes to become a drug dealer is, like, because in my opinion, like, I think the most intense dramas for me are the ones where the main character is trying not to get caught by someone or something, which,
yeah.
Like, that's
so
why...
like a cat and mouse situation.
Yeah, like, seeing them doing things, like, seeing Walter White going and, like, cooking meth and killing people, and then seeing him go back to his family and his wife is suspicious, and you're just on the edge of your seat, like, oh... What's going to be the one little slip? What's going to be, you know, how are they going to find out? That type of thing.
Because there's no safe room. When they're cooking, there's no safe room. Like, I always felt like when they're cooking, like, who's going to knock on the door? What's going to happen? Because shit went wrong all the time.
That's why I like that, because they brought so many things out of left field. Like, so every episode, God, especially the way they would do twist endings, every episode, you're just like, what is going to happen in this episode? If the episode is 90% done and nothing big has happened, you're like, all right, I'm in for a treat then, because something big is about to happen out of nowhere.
One of my favorite episodes from Breaking Bad is the fly episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just in one location, and I enjoy stuff like that. In fact, there's a movie coming out, which looks very interesting. It's called Free Fire, and it has Cillian Murphy.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about
it. It has just some other people. Armie Hammer. And you can go look it up on IMDb. He was in The Social Network as the twins.
Armie Hammer?
Yeah, his name's Armie Hammer.
That's really his name?
Yeah. He played the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network.
I'm sorry. I just... It all clicked for me because a couple months ago, my buddy Jackson, that I used to do some videos on Kids of Problems with, just... I hadn't talked to him in a long time, and I just, like, woke up to a text of two identical twins standing naked with erections, and it was just... Huh, these aren't the Winklevoss twins. And I had no, I was like, what the fuck does this mean? And now you just said the Winklevoss twins. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
It still doesn't make sense to me, but I know who they are.
But yet, Free Fire takes place in one warehouse location. It's about like a gun deal gone wrong. And it's the whole movie is one giant shootout. And it seems like a good dark comedy that I'm excited for. I'm excited, but I don't know. I get excited by shit like that. I don't want to see the next bum 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 action movie. It's always the dun 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 dun
this
dun,
summer.
Oh, dun 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 dun.
They don't
dun,
do trailer dun, announcer voices anymore, do they?
No, because I wonder if that's out of respect because the guy died or
oh did he?
Yeah,
oh,
the guy that did the main shit.
What's his name? Don
away,
something, right?
Yeah, Don Cheadle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conions apply if rated PG.
I wish Don Cheadle did the voices for trailers.
I don't. It would be the most boring movie trailers.
No, it would be awful.
Hey, these are the movie trailers.
I wish Danny DeVito did the voices for trailers.
I took another black man's place in Iron Man. He wasn't happy about his pay, so I took his job.
Did he? Really?
Yeah, I forgot his what's his name? Terrence. I forget his name.
Terrence Tarantino.
But the guy who originally played the War Machine guy in Iron Man in the first one was replaced because he was like, I'm not getting paid enough or something like that.
Okay, well, it's Hollywood. We'll hire someone who will do the same thing for the same amount of money. But I like, if you're excited for that movie, we should watch Reservoir Dogs because it's kind of the same thing. It's like,
well, it looks like this movie is kind of like in some way giving partly like a little tip of the hat to like Reservoir Dogs and a few other films.
Because basically Reservoir Dogs is like the whole movie takes place in one area after like a bank heist or a diamond heist goes wrong. And it's them all meeting back up after this like big bad thing happens. So the whole movie, it's not a very long movie.
I love that idea. I need to see this movie now. No one's ever explained to me the plot of Reservoir Dogs. I always saw it and it always looked kind of like people in suits with guns, okay?
Yeah, it's basically like,
even though it's Quentin Tarantino, I don't know. I was never so interested. Have you seen Jackie Brown? Because I haven't.
I have not.
Like, I need to give some of his older stuff a try. I haven't seen Kill Bill.
You haven't seen Kill Bill?
I've only seen Inglourious Bastards, Django Unchained, The Hateful Eight, just like the ending of Kill Bill Volume 2.
And The Benchwarmers.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino's The Benchwarmers with Rob Schneider.
And John Heater.
John Heater.
I don't know how you say it.
And who else did they
have? Napoleon Dynamite.
Did they have David Spade?
Yeah, David Spade. It was David Spade, John Heater, and Rob Schneider, right? I don't think fucking Adam Sandler was even in that, was he?
No.
Yeah, but basically,
who played was Nick Schwartzen the like kind of like mentally
I think
challenged brother
was.
Who didn't like the son in The Benchwarmers or something?
Yeah, it was, I think. We saw him backstage once at a thing.
Yeah.
He was really drunk and he walked in the room and he belched incredibly loudly and then like walked out, and that's our interaction with Nick Schwartzen.
I wish I could enjoy being drunk.
I don't like drinking, to be honest.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, I like being drunk. I don't like alcohol though, and I don't like drinking.
Yeah. There are other vices.
Yeah, but I watched Kill Bill a couple weeks ago with Chris at like 5 in the morning. We need to watch that. Kill Bill Volume 1 and Volume 2.
We need to watch.
You would love them.
We need to watch I Saw the Devil. You haven't seen that, and it's really good. I really enjoyed that film.
Yeah,
like, I saw it years ago. In fact, Daniel was the one that showed me that. Daniel was the one that introduced me to Old Boy and like all these other like Korean films.
Old Boy. Not the American remake. We're talking about the.
Well, I hope no one thinks we're talking about the fucking American remake. Do you see a rat, or are you looking at my shadow?
Sorry, it might have been your shadow. I thought I saw a rat in the corner of the room. Keem, get out of here! But Ryan and I, we're talking today about we want to do a little double feature with our buddy Ross. We want to get together and watch Old Boy and what is it? The Devil.
I Saw the Devil.
I Saw the Devil.
So good. Out of the two, I prefer I Saw the Devil.
Really?
I think I like it a little more.
Well, I loved Old Boy so much.
Old Boy's more exciting, in my opinion. But there's something about the tone and just kind of like how everything plays out and the cinematography within I Saw the Devil that I really liked.
Old Boy was like the first... It was the first Korean movie I've ever seen. And when I saw it, I was like, holy shit. Because I was kind of like, I don't know, I was kind of naive at the point where I hadn't seen a lot of foreign movies. Because the thing is, like, I haven't heard of a lot of foreign movies because they're never big in America.
Well, with Netflix, they're becoming more popular.
Yeah, which
like,
I love.
Online movie services in general, they're becoming more popular.
I love foreign movies. I love them so much.
The
but it's
only
like,
way, I could never watch a foreign movie with dubs. To watch it. You have to watch it with
it's
subtitles.
Part of the experience.
It sounds like, I don't know, people, I see people just, oh, that's pretentious. Like, I've seen people say that, but I think that's kind of gone down because of just kind of the acceptance of foreign films and shit like that.
I think
but like,
it's cool.
It's just, you hear, my reasoning is, you hear the actor's, like, original kind of betrayal. Like, if he's, like, in the situation and wrestling with someone, you hear, like, there's that, it's kind of like when you do CG, you can't really replicate the realistic lighting to a T. And just like with, like, a voice actor, he can sound like this, you know, but, like, you can't really
you don't get the real
the
passion
scene.
That's in the actor's voice.
Yeah.
That's in, like here's, like, I sound like a pretentious weeaboo when I say this. I can't watch anime if it's dubbed. Like,
oh yeah, no, you can't do that. Like, I watch like Miyazaki.
So, Miyazaki, I cannot watch
Miyazaki. You have to watch him with fucking.
It's part of the movie. Yeah. It's like, it's not in your language, and you don't understand it. But that's part of what makes it like such a mystifying experience. Is like it's another language and it's another culture. But they made something really cool, and you should appreciate it in the way it is. And that's why, like,
and it doesn't sound as cheesy. I feel like it has more
dubs
of a,
always sound cheesy.
Yeah, I just like when they originally record it, like, I can't tell if they're like delivering it wrong or like if they're a bad actor because I don't know like what their delivery's like. Because, like an American movie, like, because, like, I don't know, it could be the difference between how did you get in here, but if it's a foreign guy going, like, how am I supposed to know that that's a bad delivery? So, like, it's like, oh, great, the acting's, I never have a problem with acting too much unless it's like, oh, no, like, if they just go over the fucking top.
Yeah, but Old Boy was, like, one of the first real foreign films I saw, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. I've never seen, like, movies from another country, really, and this is, like, unbelievably awesome. I'd seen a lot of Japanese movies. But Japanese movies aren't exactly the best. They're kind of cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just their style, I guess. Like, I've seen a few really good ones.
Korean's my favorite out of the film.
And I've seen one Korean movie, and it was Old Boy, and I fucking loved it. So I want to see more Korean movies.
Hopefully, I Saw the Devil will treat you right.
I want to start watching some Korean dramas because
they do thrillers really well.
Yeah,
like thrillers are just
like Old Boy. If you haven't seen it, you should go. It might be on Netflix.
Yeah. There's no bullshit, and there's a weight, and there's just so much weight to what's going on because there are consequences to what the hero does.
Yeah.
There are fucking consequences. It's not just like, oh no, he cut my arm in a knife battle. It's just like these like emotional things happen or these very intense physical things happen. You can almost think of it like the reason why I think the early Star Wars prequels were good is because like big things could happen, like whether it's like the hand being cut off or something. It's just like movies today, everyone feels so fucking invincible.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I was taken aback by that spoiler. I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, I knew that. We should do, I wouldn't mind doing a review on like Old Boy or The Devil.
I saw the devil.
Like once I see that, I want to go into that movie blind. I don't want to watch any trailers. I want to sit down with you and I want to watch that movie and I want to take it in. What's it about?
It's a brutal movie.
No, don't tell me what it's about. I just said I want to go in blind.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's like from the get-go, it's like, okay, it's this movie.
Yeah, it's like...
And then I was invested all throughout the movie.
Is it fucked up like Old Boy?
Yeah.
Old Boy
because
is
they don't get
really
because they don't care. They want to tell the story they want to tell. And like to make these characters seem like this way and to make them feel realistic, there are real world consequences, but as I said, there are actual consequences to some of these people's actions, and like you know that from Old Boy,
yeah.
Like the hero doesn't get away unscathed. I mean, this isn't a spoiler, but like it's just a difference between what I've seen in at least the Korean films that I've watched versus the recent American kind of movies that have been made. I'm sure there's a lot of Korean films that fall, you know, in the same platform, but I'm just saying like these movies get it right, and it's like of all the thrillers I've seen, I would hold Old Boy and I Saw the Devil in like a top five of like all thrillers that I've seen.
Yeah, but how about that Kangaroo Jack movie? Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, that was fucked up. That fight sequence was a... That movie I thought was supposed to be... We've gone over this. We've said this before.
About Kangaroo Jack?
Yeah, I thought we've talked about Kangaroo Jack.
Have we talked about Kangaroo Jack?
I thought because like I remember like I'm getting deja vu of myself referencing this fact, but like or this opinion that I've had before, but I'll just say it anyways. Just like, it's supposed to be a kid's movie, but like, they fondle boobies, and like, just the tone of the movie feels like it should be like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. There was that scene where he's like finger banging those two chicks. What if? Just like a director's cut of Kangaroo Jack. Same movie, but then it's just a hardcore sex scene, like full frontal.
Of Jack fingering some babes.
And then there's like straight up, like full penetration. What movies like could you take and then make a director's cut of that would just fucking like turn the world on its head?
Like, it would make the movie better?
Like, no. Would just take like Kangaroo Jack with like a full penetration sex scene.
Okay. It could be, no, there's like the director's cut of like Finding Nemo in the opening scene when like the mother gets killed, like when she gets like slapped around and shit, you just add like boing, bong, wing, boing, boing, boing. It's like, this is a kid's movie. I wanted to put kids' sound effects in it.
Kids like funny, loud things. Kids like yelling. They like funny, goofy sounds. I'm just, imagine like it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It was just like a 5-minute scene in the middle where he just goes back to his house and just like sits on his bed and just masturbates. And then it just continues.
Like, it's a very like artistic wide shot.
Yeah, but there's no music. It just sits down. And then he comes in a tissue. He's like, oh, good grief. And then just the rest of the show continues.
And wouldn't that be child porn?
What?
Wouldn't that be child porn? Wait, okay. I have this question. This is going to sound odd. And it's going to sound fucked up. If you were 17 and you recorded like a masturbation video of yourself, then you turn 18 and you have it on your laptop, do you own child porn and can you be arrested for that?
Oh, shit. I've never thought of that.
Or like, if you went back in time as an 18-year-old and fucked your 17-year-old self, would that be illegal?
That is quite a thought, Ryan.
I mean, what do you think? Would you be arrested? Would you be arrested for having your own child porn? Having your own set, like...
You asked me this once, just in the car. Is this like...
I thought it was just some weird, like, quandary.
Do you have child porn of yourself, Ryan?
No.
Anyway, I don't know. What I actually would love to legitimately ask a lawyer that question.
They think they were just fucking around, but I'm curious.
Wait, listen, if I take a picture of my schlong when I'm 16, and then...
It's still on your computer.
Yeah, and I turn 18. Am I legally possessing... Yes, legally I am possessing child porn, but it's myself. Let's hop on a Segway, Ryan. That's a good time to get on a Segway.
Here we go.
Any new video game news?
Not really new news. I mean, I'm excited for Mario Run.
I'm excited for that, too.
It actually looks kind of just fun.
I know it's going to be one of those games I'm going to play for like a week hardcore,
like a week or two.
And stop playing.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like you pick it up every now and then like at an airport or something.
Like with Flappy Bird?
Yeah, when you're waiting in line. You can still download Flappy Bird. If you purchase Flappy Bird on...
Flappy Bird.
Haha, joke. It was unintentional. But anyways, if you're on iOS, you go to the App Store, and then you go to, like, Purchased, and it shows all your past purchases, you can re-download Flappy Bird if you've downloaded it before.
Damn it. I bought it when I had an Android, so... That dude, apparently, the guy that made it, it's like a Vietnamese dude, allegedly in, like, less than a week, he made over $1 million off that game from ad revenue.
It's too much for my...
Yeah, that's why he took the game down. What a monumentous moment in gaming history. This dude just like takes Mario graphics.
Creator of Flappy Bird.
Yeah, what's his name? Something Nguyen, I think.
They had to change the original look of the game because it was too similar to Mario, didn't they? They had to change like the look of the pipes and shit eventually.
Did they? I didn't.
Because the look of the pipes changed, I thought.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Like, I love the dude. Like, he's like, I can't do it anymore, guys. I got to remove my game. Because I just don't think he expected it to get big. I think he was just doing it for fun. Maybe like a few hundred downloads. And then it fucking... I could say Flappy Bird is probably the most famous mobile game of all time.
Like, oh, yeah.
Everyone knows what it is. Everyone's played it. Everyone's become like furious at it. I miss it. I wish I could download it still.
Because there's that, and then you could argue like Fruit Ninja.
Oh, Fruit Ninja.
No, Bejeweled. Or was it Bejeweled? Is that the big one? No.
Bejeweled
there's another one. There's something like Bejeweled. Candy Crush.
Candy Crush, yeah.
That's it. Weren't they the assholes that, like, anything with, like, candy in the title,
yep,
they would take
King
down or some shit?
It's King. That's the company. They're kind of assholes because they wanted to trademark the word candy.
What games do I have on my iPhone still? I have Pokemon Go. I have Crossy Road. Okay.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, I have Spikes, which is a fun little just time waster.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that a long time ago.
Circle is a fun time waster. I have Zombieville 2. Alone is a good one. Well, it's just... I don't know. These are all just, I never have like detailed games. They're always like games that like I could play around in like a minute or two.
Oh, wow. I have no games on my phone. I just realized my main apps is like,
someone's hair was just in my mouth.
Someone's hair?
It's long hair. It's either Aaron or Susie's.
Let me see. I'll examine it.
You can tell it still has some of my spit on it.
It's got, oh yeah, that looks like that's going to be, hold on.
Aaron?
I got to extend it. I think that's Aaron's hair. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Aaron's hair was in my mouth. No? Aaron, is that my hair's not that long, is it? No.
Aaron wasn't recording today. This is Ross. This must be, no? Is Ross's hair this long? Hold on. If I hold it up to my head.
His hair's not that long.
No, that's not Ross's
hair. That's Aaron's hair.
Yeah, I'd say that's, I don't know, that's really thin hair. Aaron has thin, that's Aaron's hair. All right, Aaron's hair. Mystery solved, everybody, Aaron's hair. Yeah, but I don't download games on my phone, not because I'm like, I don't have time for games. I love mobile games. I literally am just at that point where I have like no space on my phone whatsoever, so I was like forced to delete all the games I had.
You can't even download the new update.
Yeah, it just said like, sorry, I can't. So last night I went and deleted a shit ton of pictures, but my phone is really glitched up right now.
I'm actually a fan of the new messaging. Like, I think they do more things right than wrong within the new messaging app.
With
I just
iOS
think,
10?
Yeah, I think the whole heart-touching shit is stupid, and they shouldn't have added that. But the other stuff, like, look at this. You know, the camera you can use within the app now?
Oh, that is cool.
Like, to respond to people, like, okay or something. Like, you don't have to type okay. You can just hold down on their message and give the message a thumbs up or something. Or, like, instead of typing ha-ha back to someone, you can literally just type a little, like, give them a little ha-ha.
Yeah, but if you haven't upgraded to iOS 10, like, last night I was laying in bed. It was like
I was just fucking with you.
And you started, like, responding to my messages with that. But I hadn't texted you in, like 10 hours. These were all messages I sent, like, earlier in the day when we were at work. And then, like, I just get these messages where it's, like, laughed at, and then it, like, quotes my text. And then it's, like... questioned by and then quotes my text and I was like, wait, are you what are you doing? And then like he showed me on his phone what it really does. What the fuck?
It's I actually like the new my favorite part about it is that you can draw shit.
And yeah,
like,
it's
not a square image. It like look well it is technically like it is an image, but like it's I don't know,
created.
it just looks like it's a PNG. It looks like a transparent handwriting type of thing. I like drawing and shit.
Yeah, we should, when I upgrade, we'll have to send some witty little messages, but it's funny, because, like, I don't know, I texted you earlier, and then you just sent me back, you drew, like, a shitty frowny face.
Yeah.
It made me bust out laughing. I don't know why, I just laughed so hard at that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was laying in bed, you were outside, and I was like, oh, the funny smiley face.
Wait, okay, you got this new fucking device for Banana, which is, like, straight out of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Like, when it's turning, it's like, da, da, da.
Yeah, so, it was expensive. Like, people call me crazy for this. I paid $400 for a litter box.
Why $400? Okay, first of all, I'm not a cat owner. I have a dog. So, my Lego doesn't poop inside.
Right.
Or doesn't do the stuff that Banana's been doing. What has Banana been doing recently?
So, here's the thing. Banana... never had an accident. Like, from the moment I got him as a little kitten, he immediately would know where the litter box is. Even if I moved it to another room, he would never have an accident. He'd go find it and use it. Always. So I one day got sick of the scent of a litter box and cleaning it up. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this thing I saw online where you can buy like a toilet seat for cats where you gradually like make the hole in the middle bigger until they learn to just use the toilet. And it was working. He was using the toilet. He was shitting and pissing in the toilet. I have videos and pictures. You can find them on... probably my Instagram or my Twitter way back or something. And it was cool. Like, you gotta admit, you were like, holy shit. One day, Banana was just, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm gonna shit next to the toilet. But I'm still gonna piss in the toilet. I'm just gonna shit next to the toilet.
And he'll hide it, like dragging your t-shirts over and covering up his poop with your t-shirts.
Yeah, he'd
and
go
towels.
He'd walk into my room, like, find a t-shirt I had taken off on the floor, drag it over, and just, like, lay it on top of his feces.
Because they like burying their shit.
Yeah. And he's like, he won't find it here. And I found it every time. So I... Susie and Aaron were actually the ones that introduced me to this because they have one for their cats. It's a litter box called the Litter Robot. And basically, it's like a big bubble that mm-hmm. they get in, they do their business. And then when they get out, there's like a little pressure plate that senses when they're not in anymore. And the whole thing rotates and it sifts all the litter out. And then a little hatch opens and all of the, you know, like waste from the cat gets dropped into a little compartment with a little bag. And then the door shuts and it rotates back and fills back up with litter. And then I never have to deal with it or smell it. Like once a week, a little light will come on. I open the tray, throw out the bag, and that's it. And it's literally, I do not have a lot of money, Ryan. Neither of us have a lot of money. But I think spending $400 on that litter box was 100% worth it. Because in the long run, it saves me a lot of time. It saves my room from smelling like shit, and it saves me a lot of money on litter. So I'm not being paid to say this, but it is an amazing product. So you should get one if you hate litter boxes.
Oh my.
Oh my. George Takei. Fucking George Takei is the media, social media man.
What a social media man. That George Takei.
George Takei, the social media man.
The social media man himself is here tonight.
Oh my.
George Takei, meme my.
You wanna play us out?
Yeah. Before we go, also if you're all caught up with the super mega cast and you're like, I wish I could hear more of them. We were actually a part of another podcast when we were back on Syndigo. There are a lot of episodes. Go to iTunes and you can check out. It's called the Syndago podcast, or the Syndigo podcast, I believe we officially changed the name to. There's over 10 episodes, I believe.
Yeah,
there's like 14 episodes or something. That which you can go and listen to. Matt, you start about
episode 10. Episode 9 or 10.
So if you want to go back and listen to us, you know, it was a podcast that my friend Daniel and I started. And this week is a big week because it's coming up on the year of his passing. And I just wanted to say I'm really happy where I am with like everything, how it's going. But I miss you, Daniel. And I'd just like to say thank you for everything. Thank you for helping in the most extraordinary ways of shaping me as a person and getting, you know, helping me get to where I am. And I do what I love. And that is an extraordinary thing for someone to do. I get to make content for fun and I get to make YouTube videos for fun. I don't know. Great. He's awesome. I don't know.
Just, yeah. I mean, I agree with you. Because if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be out here and I wouldn't have met you. So
yeah,
at the end of the day, I'm ultimately thankful 100% for everything you did for me and for you.
And if you want to check out some of Daniel's stuff, because he was a fucking
talented
musician. He has a SoundCloud. I'll put the link in the description below. Go check his stuff out. My favorite song is What If I'm Right? By far my favorite song by him. I miss you, man. And also, thank you, everybody, for tuning into the podcast and supporting us. It's been a long journey. There have been ups and downs, but I'm glad to still be here entertaining, and I'm glad you and I are still pushing through it.
Absolutely, so, man. The last year has been a hell of a ride, but it's been looking up. So
yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for all the support you've given us through everything. Yep. It does not go unnoticed.
So thank you, everyone. Love you, Daniel. Miss you. And we will catch you next week. Honk, honk. I don't know how we're ending this.
Okay, it's done. It's done.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.